part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
That's how we wrap up our music segment, where we're asking our listeners to send their favorite gospel songs on +27 3 470 3520. It is time for us to get in touch with brother, let me call him Brother John Roifi from the Vista Clinic. We will be looking at mental health awareness, personality disorders, common misconceptions about personality disorders. Brother is on the line. Good morning and welcome to Mid Morning Empowerment.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me again.
Yes, how are you doing this morning?
It's a bit cold, but we're good.
Oh, please keep warm. All right, let's get into it for the day. We are looking at mental health awareness, personality disorders, common misconceptions about personality disorders. So people used to say, you're just being dramatic. That person's toxic. It sounds familiar, right? So personality disorders are often misunderstood, misdiagnosed, or labeled as character flaws. Today, we are busting some of the most common myths and replacing them with compassion and effect. So my question is that, what are some harmful myths people believe about those with personality disorders?
The first one I want to mention, probably the biggest one that causes the most damage, is that they are dangerous and violent. You know, they're not. These guys will more likely harm themselves than anyone else. But this particular myth leads to fear and isolation instead of people getting support. Another one is they can never get better. We know, and from our previous chat, we've talked about this, and with the correct treatment like dialectical behavior therapy and CBT or cognitive behavior therapy, we know that there can be significant improvements with individual therapy. These guys can make real strides. Another one, which we sort of mentioned in the intro, is they being dramatic and manipulative. You know, although sometimes some of the reactions, especially with borderline personality disorder, may seem like intense or sometimes even aggressive or attention seeking, they stem from deep pain, fear of abandonment. A lot of the time, it's due to some or other traumatic experience. You know, another one, it's their fault. They just have a bad personality. Again, this confuses reality, because we know that it's due to a mental health condition, and not a character flaw. And then the last one I want to mention is only certain types of people will develop personality disorders. There's a very big myth that it only happens to people with certain backgrounds or difficult backgrounds or certain upbringings. This is really not true. It can happen to anyone.
Right.
It doesn't matter upbringing, social status, or even financial status. I don't know why people think this, but there's a bunch of people that think that money fixes it. That's just not the truth.
Sure. Yeah. And why is it dangerous to casually use labels like narcissist or psycho?
Well, you know, let's talk about the psycho one.
All right.
There's a movie called Psycho. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Yes.
Well, when I say the word psycho, what comes to mind? A guy with a massive knife chasing you down a terrible Ellie, wanting to kill you. So we're back to the myth of these guys are dangerous. We're back to the stereotype. I mean, if you say psycho, you think of people like Jeffrey Dahmer and folks like that. The word that's been bandied around for the last how long now here is narcissist. Again, even the word narcissist, people need to start understanding that and having a narcissistic trait or narcissistic personality disorder is a serious and complex mental health condition. It's not about just about arrogance or a person having, let's say, being confident and self-focused. You know, so just off the bat, those two labels creates a terrible vision if you label them with that. So it feels fear and judgment. And as we talked about on Monday, we're back to stigma. If I label you as a psycho, and for some reason people have merged psycho and narcissist. I'm not quite sure why. But if you've got that label, people will tend to stay away from you.
And, sure.
You know, if I am struggling with this mental health condition, what am I going to do? I'm going to crawl into a little hole somewhere and isolate myself. And you can imagine what that will do for that person's mental health, not to mention relationship and work life. And yeah, I suppose everyday life. The ultimate thing is we are preventing healing.
But then when you see that the behavior is psychotic, I know that we say it's dangerous to use those words, but when you see that the behavior is psychotic, what do you do then? Do you not mention or label that as psycho? What do you do?
Well, instead of putting a label on it at all, why don't we try and understand? Why don't we empower ourselves to understand exactly what the person is going through?
Right.
You know, even real psychosis. Again, that person is not going to be wielding a chainsaw. They're going to, again, would probably retreat, probably be within themselves and try and avoid everyone as much as they possibly can. So I think the key here, and then I think we're going to talk about it a bit more, but the key here is going to be self-empowerment in the sense of education.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So how can misinformation lead to isolation or delayed treatment for those struggling?
Well, you know, as not to beat a dead horse, but again, it creates fear. It creates judgment. So, you know, one of the interesting things about us humans, we tend to go with what we think we know.
Right.
Now, if you can imagine for a moment, I'm sitting with a personality disorder and I believe certain things about myself. I'm not going to be looking to disprove that. I'm going to look for things that prove that. So every time I get angry, every time I feel intense emotions, I'm going to say to myself, "What? You see, people are right. I am crazy. I am a narcissist or a psycho." So it creates fear, it creates judgment, it causes us or this people experiencing this to isolate and to not seek assistance and to rather label themselves. So it makes it very hard for people to look for the real sign, the real symptom. And as long as that's going on, nobody's going to be looking for treatment. It discourages people to ask for help, and it pushes people away. If we have this misinformation and believe it, let me say, imagine if you know someone that has a personality disorder, you're going to try and stay away from them. You're going to serve them. And so there you go. So it, again, the long and short of it, it delays diagnosis and care.
Yeah, it's a challenge, man. It's a challenge. But what role does media play in reinforcing stereotypes about personality disorders?
You know, it's I don't know if you're a movie lover, but again, I mentioned the Psycho movie. But if you think back, virtually every TV show, virtually every movie that you watch, if they portray a psychiatric institution or so-called labeled crazy people, you always have this big room, some guy's banging his head against the wall, some guy's playing chess with himself, another guy is walking in circles, another guy sitting in the corner drooling. I have been working at Lister Clinic, as you know, a psychiatric institution, for 11 years now. I have not seen one person that does any of that.
Okay.
So the characters are portrayed as crazy, dangerous. They often use borderline personalities, narcissistic personalities, to portray the bad guy. To be the evil guy. You know, the guy that's holding the world for ransom or planning to blow up some city or something. So again, we sit with the evil person, the bad person, the nasty person. They are the guys with the mental health issues. So again, we back to, I mean, we as people tend to sometimes take movies and TV and so forth as reality, and we will start believing that this is the truth, which again paints these guys in a terrible light. Influences public opinion, creates a false portrayal of the image for these guys, and so we're back to isolation, we're back to the stigma, we're back to those terrible labels that you mentioned earlier, and it obviously creates stereotypes.
And I've always thought, when I think of personality disorders, I've always thought of the extreme behavior. I've always thought, thinking of someone, imagining someone with personality disorder, you think of those people who are always aggressive and holding knife, like you've mentioned about the movie Psycho. So, I think we must start learning more about the personality disorder. Wow.
You know, that would be so beneficial. I always say we've done such a wonderful lot of work with the AIDS pandemic that was in the 80s. I mean, if you compare the two, back then, if you even mentioned the word AIDS, someone would run for cover. These days, that's not the case at all. We understand it. We know it. And I can't understand why we can't do the same with mental health. As you say, we slap these labels on and we just can't get past it.
Yeah. Do you know that there are people who doesn't believe in people having mental issues or mental breakdown? Do you know those kind of people?
There are so many. You know, some of our cultures just will not believe it. They will not accept that it's possible for a person to have a mental illness. Mm. It is said to be bad behavior. It is said to be this person's trying to be manipulative. It is said to be, well, the good old one, this person is just plain straight crazy. There's still people going around believing that a good beating will fix you.
Yes. Mm. Especially African parents. Yo.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm laughing about it because I find it ridiculous that we are in 2025 and we still believe that this is possible. But we can't recognize that these things are out there and there are people going through this, that it is an illness, that it is something that can be helped. But some of us, I guess, are just stubborn.
Right. So it goes back to that misinformation lead to isolation and delayed treatment.
Absolutely, yes.
Sure. And last one before I let you go, how can we shift the narrative to be more informed and empathetic? Yes.
Well, I mentioned it already, yeah. But it's good to put it under the microscope.
Right.
Learn the facts.
Okay.
You know, take a moment, stand back, go and read up on it, and try and dig a little deeper than the first page of Google, if you know what I mean. Read a bit more. Ask experts. Buy a book. Read the reality. If you get the chance to speak to a person who has experienced it, learn from them. They will, if you are calm and you are relaxed and you're open to hear and you are non-judgmental, they will tell you. They will tell you exactly how it is and what it is and what it feels like. And if you can just take a minute and be open-minded and understand the reality, then it will bring about a mind shift, and you will start understanding what it must be like to live with a mental health disorder. Another thing that I wish I can get the whole world to do is to stand up and speak up against stigma. You know, I'm not saying everything must go. I'm not saying we must just accept everything as it is. But we've got more than enough scientific proof. We've got more than enough case studies to prove that this is real.
True.
It's not something that we're making up. Let's start standing up against the stigma. Let's not make the jokes anymore, to be quite honest. If you hear someone make these jokes, maybe say, hey, buddy, do you know what it's like to live with that? Well, then maybe let's not joke about it. Let's not use it to shame. And then start thinking about spreading the reality. If you did read a good book, or you did see a good article, or you saw something that was portraying the truth and the reality, then spread that instead of the misinformation and the labeling, as we've discussed.
Wow, powerful one, my brother. Thank you so much for this lesson. May you have a beautiful day. Until next time.
Thanks, and to you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.